Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. "Behold," pleads Isaac, "behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Dear baptized saints in Christ the Lord, oh, how plenty is the fire and the wood in this day of our tribulations. Here, our U.S. medical system, enormous and technically sophisticated though it be, is overwhelmed. There are insufficient quantities of personal protective equipment. Over there in that city, they need far more numbers of ventilators and volunteers. Behind me is a person who is coughing. In front, there is the handle of the shopping cart, the doorknob, the box from Amazon that I'm not sure I should touch with bare hands. On all sides, misery and loss, personal, economic, life swallowed up by death. Nothing seems able to escape it, a separation of family from friends, of the lovers from the beloved, of the haters from the despised, of the well-connected from the lonely. Here we are, like Isaac, and we grow in our unease as we find it increasingly hard to escape what draws increasingly near, yet we cannot perceive it directly with our own eyes. The reality and gravity of our situation is setting in, and we must ask, behold the fire, behold the wood, behold the knife. These are icons, emblems, the markers of a looming sacrifice. What will become of us? Where is the Lamb? We cry out in emotional pain and physical exhaustion. We've come to a crisis point, a decisive place where we are bound to lie down to an impending death, in body, in soul, assailed by the wretchedness of our existence in this broken, sin-corrupted creation. We cry out, where is the Lamb? Is God's promise, his hope, somehow lost when this question gets asked? No. He spared nothing, but gave you everything in order to keep his promise to you, to give you all things, that you would never be separated from him. To that end, even in the face of the seeming impossible, he is working that his will be done. We waver, we flinch, we doubt, we're frightened. Here is soothing balm from Abraham, sounding forth with confident voice of a faith so sorely tested. Fear not. God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. This gives new meaning to Christ's words to his Jewish opponents 20 centuries later, when Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Abraham faithfully called it what it was and what it would be for eternity. On the mount of the Lord it will be provided. On the mount of the Lord it was provided, on a Friday forever deemed good, good for you and me, yet requiring the unrelenting faithfulness of the Son of God, the bloody self-sacrifice of the One, the Divine Servant, who obediently emptied himself, who intentionally endured the punishment for our sin, the penalty that was rightly ours. It was all there again at this time for good, infinite eternal good, the wood of the cross, the tools of torture to pierce human flesh, the fire of God's wrath against our utter denial of him, his divine justice against our rejection of his holy and perfect law. And then his answer to your sin and death, finally, his lamb provided on the Mount of Calvary. This time, not so much a mighty, struggling ram, but the willing, sacrificial lamb. God's Son, not merely one among the many of the multitude of sinners, but the firstborn of our flesh who was without sin, the one who came to us from without, the one who came alone, who alone took up our humanity as his own and carried away the sins of the entire world in his own body, a lamb whose divine head was caught in the dense thicket of undeserved persecution, scorn, a world's history full of rebelliousness and transgression and wickedness, a horrible dark diadem placed upon the innocent brow of the only begotten Son of God. O sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. You know that hymn, translated into 17th century German by Paul Gerhardt. The song goes on in timeless words that could just as well have been written for this very moment in our day, in our virus-crowned time of trial and tribulation. My God, Savior, be thou near me when death is at my door. Then let thy presence cheer me, forsake me nevermore. When soul and body languish, O leave me not alone, but take away mine anguish by virtue of thine own. The anguish of Jesus and his sacrificial death upon the cross is the source of a blessed relief for the long-suffering of Isaac, of Abraham, of Jacob, of Moses, of Adam and Eve, of the prophets and apostles and evangelists, of the entire company of sinners, of you and me and every person who ever was or ever will be conceived. Rejoice, even in this time of fierce war, of pestilence and plague. Rejoice in times of peace and prosperity. In Christ crucified, your sins are forgiven. In Christ resurrected, you will be raised from the dead in the body at the last day, never to die again. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Jana Engelhard, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.